2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. It is Friday, June 18th. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes. Amanda Dixon with the morning off. Hopefully she's back with us on Monday. Right now in Salt Lake City, I said enjoy it while you can. We're back into the 70s at 71 downtown.
Crash on 33rd South in South Salt Lake. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The June heat wave, day 6.
We may get a slight break from high temperatures soon, but places all over Utah are breaking records again for heat. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage of the June heat wave. Mary?
Tim, it was super hot in several cities, especially in southern Utah, and they set more daily records. But they get no cool down even at night. Listen to KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank last night on the news.
88 in Price, 91 right now in Moab, and St. George at 10 o'clock is still 100 degrees.
And the city of St. George and Dixie Power want their residents to ease up on the electricity use to prevent a strain on the system and then create possible blackouts. Some of their pleas today on a red alert day: turn up the thermostat inside to 80 degrees. Turn off all appliances and lights if you're not using them. Don't even turn on the oven. Turn off any pool pumps and electric car charging. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We broke this story earlier this morning and continues to develop. Officials in Tooele County starting to fight a new wildfire this morning in Morgan Canyon. We now know two hotspot crews are on the scene. It's burning between Grantsville and Rush Valley just off the Mormon Trail Road. Officials tell us the fire is about 50 acres at this point and in a difficult spot for ground crews. They don't yet know a cause. From extreme drought to extreme rain, Louisiana is under a state of emergency ahead of an approaching tropical storm just weeks into the hurricane season.
I have homeowners insurance, but my homeowners told me that they can't help me. So we just need help in here because everybody on these streets, they're leaving us. We've been longtime residents, and it's like a ghost town around here.
Priscilla Simeon in Lake Charles is still recovering from last year's storms, and she says she doesn't want to abandon her home again. Tropical Cyclone 3 is forecast to bring tropical storm conditions to the coast starting sometime today. KSL's top national story this hour: a massive investigation underway in the wake of a shooting spree outside of Phoenix, Arizona. This morning, we know at least one person is dead, a dozen injured.
The first shooting was reported just before noon on Thursday, the suspect allegedly opening fire on a car. Then, two more victims were shot by a person also driving a white SUV. Over the next 45 minutes, at least 8 shootings were reported across 3 cities. One of the victims shot and killed while driving on the freeway. Officials say the break in the case came when the local fire department spotted the white SUV and called for backup.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting. Pressure is growing for the Supreme Court's oldest member to retire after the court's decision to again uphold the ACA.
This has been a project of Justice Breyer since he joined the bench, you know, a quarter century ago, was to bring sides together, to find compromise, to be that broker. And here he appears to have done it. And he was the man leading the way, trying to thread the needle on this one. I think that's significant.
ABC News senior Washington reporter Devin Dwyer. This week it's been all about water and fireworks restrictions in the midst of a heat wave, but Governor Spencer Cox is also reminding us to get vaccinated. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has the update. Mark?
That's right, Tim. Governor Spencer Cox says since March 23rd, there have been 28,233
total. 96.8% of them have been unvaccinated people.
95.2% of hospitalizations since vaccinations have opened to people 16 and over have been unvaccinated as well. According to the governor, Cox says the state goal is the same as the national goal of having 70% of adults receive at least one shot by the July 4th holiday. So far, he says just over 64% of adult Utahns have received at least one dose. The national average is 65%. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A new pilot program from UTA is designed to help save money and get around the Wasatch Front a little easier. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
UTA officials say they wanted to accomplish two things. One, they wanted to address the problems lower-income families have with public transit. And two, they wanted to simplify and streamline their fare structure. And they believe the Fare Pay program can do that. This pilot program will last 6 months, and seniors, people with disabilities, kids between the ages of 6 and 18, and people living below the poverty line can get one.
If people qualify, they would get a 50% discount on their fares, except on paratransit services. People can apply on UTA's website.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all. Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call